Siwe Mahladi is the CEO of Africa Teen Geeks. She won the Schwab Foundation Social Innovation Award in 2022. Lindiwe, it's great to have you here with me again. And Africa Teen Geeks is now hitting center stage. I see you have got an entire dedicated session to your entrepreneurship and technology. Talk to me a bit about what you're expecting today.
I'm very excited about today because it's really about bringing the work of developing the next generation of entrepreneurs and innovators, you know, at the World Economic Forum, but starting early as possible, you know, looking at how do we create a pipeline of young global shapers and young global leaders that is more inclusive, also looking at children that come from disadvantaged communities who are not raised for leadership, and, you know, going and grooming them and identifying those lost Einsteins and give them an opportunity for them to be part of WEF one day, you know, and looking at how we can democratize access to influence and access to power and resources for kids that are deserving, and, you know, identifying them as early as we can.
I still want to go back to the enormity of a South African company winning the Schwab Foundation Innovation Award, Social Innovation Award. I mean, just go back to that moment. It must have been a goosebump moment.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I mean, I didn't think I was going to win. So, I mean, those kind of things is like when you, I think for me as somebody who's got a strong faith, I just thought that was just God's intervention and God's hand. So I'm always, you know, humbled by all the opportunities and the platforms that, you know, I feel like God has given me and given me an opportunity to then give back and making sure that children that come from a background like mine can have access to opportunities and one day be able to talk to the great Bronwyn.
Having won the Social Innovation Award, are you finding that doors are opening left, right and center for you?
The World Economic Forum has been really a great platform. I mean, the social innovation team, the Schwab Foundation, has been so supportive in terms of assisting with, you know, providing opportunities for me to meet people who could be able to assist us. And now with the partnership we just signed with WEF Uplink, that, you know, will help us to create an innovation accelerator to support the next generation of young entrepreneurs and innovators. So it has opened a lot of amazing doors that I never even dreamt of. So I'm just really humbled and excited about that.
In terms of the partnerships that you unlock at this forum, are you seeing global partnerships coming to the fore, be it public, private sector, or even civil society?
Yeah, we do. I mean, there's been so many amazing organizations that has been reaching out to us that we are talking to, you know, other organizations that are based in Switzerland, such as ABB, you know, coming on board to support us. I mean, after this meeting, I'm rushing to meet with the Queen of Belgium, Queen Mathilde, you know, and that is like so amazing and exciting to think, oh my God, I'm meeting with royalty. So it's really exciting. And I really, as I say, always say I'm really humbled, you know, by all the doors that God keeps continuing to open and what the Schwab Foundation has been doing for me, my career, and the children that I represent.
Well, I feel humbled that I am before your meeting with the Queen of Belgium, Queen Mathilde. Thank you so much for your time and wishing you to go from strength to strength. We'll be following your story very keenly at the Nielsen Network. Thank you so much, Lindiwe. I've been chatting to Lindiwe Mahladi, who is the CEO of Africa Teen Geeks, here from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The Nielsen Network, Biz News and Brand ASA, bringing you daily coverage from the World Economic Forum this week.